Welcome back to another episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham, or Berm, or whatever you want to call me. With me today is Josh Fryer, Ohio State 2020 offensive line commitment. Josh, thank you for joining us. I know that you're a busy guy. You've got middle of the season. You got high school. You got a lot of visits you've been making to Ohio State. How are you?
I'm doing well. After the summer when I committed, it was just absolutely crazy. I mean, just all the people saying congrats, everything like that. And then just this past coming, 2 weeks, the Army All-American game invite, I was insane. That one I was never expecting.
What is that like? I mean, I know that, you know, most people aren't able to really grasp the enormity of what you guys deal with as recruits on a daily basis, with all the calls, the text messages, the direct messages, the media, the coaches, but you know, there are certain calls you want to get, right? Like, I mean, that's one that when you do get it, is it surreal? Like, holy crap, I'm an All-American, or like, how did this happen? Or what is the reaction?
Yeah, it was actually during practice. So my dad said, hey, you need to call Steve Wolfong, the director of 247 Sports. And I called him, and he said I was invited, and I was kind of like, I didn't have any words to describe it. I just was immediate, like, thanking God, thanking my family, thanking everybody around me, but like, with, like you said, with the media, the coaches calling me, everything, it was pretty hectic. I kind of wanted to throw my phone off a cliff sometimes. But the other ones, like, that you enjoy talking to, like, for me, it was basically the four schools that I took my official visits on that I enjoyed talking to, and that was really it about it. Yeah.
Steve Wolfong, for those who are watching this and don't know, is the director of recruiting for 247 Sports. As Josh said, he's Indiana based, so he's been able to watch you for some time now, and obviously having that sort of connection and somebody who's been a supporter of yours and an advocate for you obviously turned out quite well. You're a player that I don't think a lot of people know much about, and you know, maybe that's because you're an interior offensive lineman or you know, prospect, or maybe that's because you're in Indiana and in a relatively small part of the state. Yeah. But who are you as a player, and what is it about your game that turned Ohio State's attention to you? Because, again, a lot of people may not know this, but they were recruiting you very aggressively for more than a year before you committed.
Yeah, I feel like as a player, I'm a really nasty, tough guy. I may not win all of the fights that I get into, but I sure as hell am going to try my ass off to – sorry, excuse my language. But
it's all right.
Try my ass off to I want to bloody their nose, and I want them to go out to fight being like, dang, that guy, he's tough. And, I mean, I think that's what Coach Day is trying to preach on at Ohio State now. And I feel like if we just get that mentality, no one's going to be able to stop us.
Now, you mentioned you made an official visit to Ohio State in June. You also took an official visit to Penn State, to Indiana. Where was the other one?
Oregon.
Ultimately, what brought you to the Ohio State side of the aisle? Because I think people expected for a while that it was going to be a Penn State-Indiana type battle. And then after your official visit to Ohio State, everything sort of changed. And again, because I think you wanted to throw your phone off the cliff there for a while. You really didn't people haven't heard the story, I guess. People don't know what it is that brought you to wanting to be a Buckeye, and now you've been, you know, at every Ohio State home game so far this season, so clearly you're as all in as you can get. What was it that did that for you?
For me, it was just mainly, I mean, I just sat down and I just like thought, like, what's going to be the best place for me to be? And Oregon, I mean, it's Oregon, like, it's flashy, everything like that, but just, it's super far. Indiana, it was probably coming down to Indiana, Ohio State. Penn State was really far too, but what really turned me on to Ohio State was their offensive line. I didn't realize how many players and former players they had in the NFL, and I didn't realize that Coach Stud, Coach back-to-back Remington Trophy winners. I mean, that just says it all for you. And I was, supposedly named as a center when I was being recruited. But I just feel like Coach Stud, he's going to lead me to success. He's going to be my second father, if you call it that.
Right.
Because he's going to love you 1 minute, and the next minute he's going to scream and yell.
And he's going to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good for me because I feel like I could stay on track and I could stay focused with that.
One of the reasons that you were so high on the Ohio State recruiting board, despite being only ranked as the 23rd best guard in the country something like that, is...
I mean, that's the rankings, I feel like. Once I've saw it on a different side, once I commit, it's like, who cares now?
Right. I mean, if you were playing at the IMG Academy, you're probably not ranked as the 23rd best guard in the country.
God, yeah.
But one of the reasons Ohio State liked you and has recruited you as long as they have is because... You're almost 6'6". You're 300 pounds. You're a guy that plays guard. You've been respected as a center prospect. You play tackle. Is that something that when this whole process really started to unfold, was that one of their messages? Like, hey, you're a guy that can play all five spots on this line, and that's why we think you're a must-have for us?
Yeah, I think so. But I also just think, like, I always asked offensive line coaches that came into my school that I visited with, hey, where do you really, like, see me playing? And some had, like, a set spot, like tackle, center, guard. But Ohio State was really like, I just want you to come in and compete. I don't want you to have a set position. I just want you to come in and compete, and we'll place you where you're going to feel like you're going to be your best at. And I was really in awe about that, because usually some colleges are like, hey, we're going to play you here. But Coach Stud really just was like, just be patient and you'll get your time to play. But also you'll just have a mindset about all five positions, all in up, down the offensive line. And I really thought that was an intriguing answer.
So, I mean, if you think about it, Pat Elflein, who was the first of those Remington Award winners, came in as a guard before he moved over to center. Billy Price came in as a defensive tackle who moved to offensive guard and then to center. So, clearly, they have shown a willingness to move guys around to what fits the line. So, for you... Now that recruiting is pretty much over, okay, so I'm sure some schools are still in contact with you, but I would bet it's shriveled down to a pretty manageable list. You've been at Ohio State three times already this season, as I said, all three home games. What is happening with you and Paris Johnson and Grant Tutant and Luke Whippler and Trey LaRue and Jacob James? Like, you guys are building something, I think, really interesting. Is that part of the plan, or is that just kind of happening on accident? Like, are you guys forcing that to be the case?
To be honest, I really didn't know all of them except when I committed. Grant, I knew from...
You guys had visited Penn State together, right?
Yeah. But for me, all the other people, I didn't know. And I think it could be a special bond if we just come in and... respect each other's games, but also compete our butts off. And I think it's going to be special when me, Luke, and Paris play. I'm hoping me or Luke at center, me or Luke at guard, and then Paris at tackle. To get a picture like that, I would be – Coach Stud, I would send it to Coach Stud, and Coach Stud would be like, damn, that's a good-looking line. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but
sure.
I mean – Coach Stud really put it together. For us, our chemistry, I think he knew what type of guys he was getting, and I think the chemistry just meshes well.
Have you noticed that about those other guys, especially, I mean, Jacob and Luke and Paris and Grant, Trey LaRue, I think you just probably met last weekend for the first time when Ohio State hosted Miami, but you guys are all kind of similar in the way that you approach school and the game and your social lives, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that are meshing.
Yeah, I think you're spot on about that. But for me, it's like when me, Jacob, Trey, Luke walk around, we're like, God, Paris knows everybody.
He's the mayor of Columbus.
And I'm like, jeez, I asked Paris, I'm like, dude, how do you know everybody? He's like, it's just recruiting started early for me, and I got connections. And I was like, you're pretty right. I mean, he walked by someone, Paris, can I get a picture? Paris, can I get an autograph? But Paris is a really good guy. Everybody on the offensive line in my class is a really good dude, and they just want to come in and work.
Yeah, Paris is a little different in the fact that, like, he knows the ushers at Ohio Stadium at this point. So he's pretty unique. Speaking of unique, Josh, I just got to ask, the mustache, where did this come from? What was the decision? I mean, I've seen you at Ohio State three times in the last month, and you walk down that tunnel against Miami of Ohio, and there's that beautiful mustache just staring. Like, what was the impetus behind that decision?
I think I was just like, I'm going to just try something new, and I just shaved my beard and just kept the mustache. So I was like, if we win Friday, I mean, I might keep it, and we're keep winning, so I might keep it. But, I had a buddy at school that always just keeps his mustache and shaves his beard, and it's super funny. I was like, why don't I just try it? And
now you got to grow a mullet. You got to get a mullet. You got to get a leather jacket.
That's what my buddy, exactly. My buddy named Max Commodo, he's a offensive guard, and he just embraces offensive line like none other. He's got a mullet, he's got a mustache, he shaves right here, he's got a leather jacket, he's got cowboy boots. He's the funniest out of all of us.
Listen, Ohio State's all about branding yourself, right? I mean, maybe you're the Marlboro man type of offensive lineman. I mean, it's been a while. If you go back a few years to the years of Andrew Norwell and those guys like Taylor Decker, they all had the long hair hanging out, and now Taylor's, you know, in the NFL and all, you know, clean shaven and all that. But back in those days, the wild man look was sort of the way to go.
My favorite guy, like you talk about the wild man, was Nick Mangold.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since he played at Ohio State, but he's just like, he just let it go. And what fascinates me about it is he doesn't wear any gloves.
As a center, that's rare.
I couldn't understand the extreme pain from the NFL to college from the NFL. I couldn't understand how he couldn't play with gloves on.
I'm curious, as a guy growing up outside of Indianapolis, why do you know about Nick Mangold in his time at Ohio State? Is there a family ties to Ohio State, or the people in your family that grew up watching the Buckeyes? I mean, what sort of prompted that? It just seems like you have an affinity for the Buckeyes as a football team.
Actually, my whole family, except my mom and my dad, but my whole family around that is Notre Dame fans.
Okay.
Just Irish fans through and through. But I just really, what drew me to Ohio State was their 2014 national championship run, when they were doubted. They were the fourth team ranked. They beat number one team Alabama. They beat number two team Oregon. And it was just like, wow, this is a hard-nosed team. And what really fascinates me is I like to search up offensive linemen.
Sure.
And I like to search up why do they wear elbow pads? Why do they tape their fingers up and everything like that? But it's like, it's crazy because just you see Pat Elflein at a spring practice at Ohio State, you're like, dude, that's Pat Elflein. Or like Billy Price, you're like, or Michael Jordan, even.
Right.
Like, dude, I just met Michael Jordan, the guy who started as a true freshman at Ohio State. And I was like, I think that just really drawn me towards it because they have so many active offensive linemen in the NFL. I think it's crazy.
What do you do from here now that, you know, obviously you're in the middle of your senior season at Beech Grove, you're trying to make the playoffs and trying to put together a memorable final year. But what happens when this season is over? How do you prepare for Ohio State? Do you intend to try to enroll early? What is your goal for the next few months?
We thought about enrolling early, but I would have had it took like I don't know how many summer classes, but it's because I went to a Catholic school, started my freshman year,
mm-hmm.
and then sophomore year I went to Beech Grove, but. Yeah, I plan to go in the summertime, And I think who really convinced me was my mom and dad, but Harry Miller, the center for Ohio State, because he didn't enroll early, and he could have, valedictorian of his class, which just blows me away. But he told me, he was, enjoy your high school career. You're never going to get one back. And I was like, it's pretty true, because I play basketball and I throw shot and disc, and we have a pretty good chance of winning state for basketball, and I have a pretty good chance going to state for shot and disc. Our basketball lineup is absurd.
And Harry's a guy that obviously made that decision, but yet is still in the two deep as a freshman, and is showing that while that early enrollment can certainly help you develop, it's not the be-all, end-all when it comes to playing as a freshman. So,
yeah.
Well, Josh, look, man, I really do appreciate all your time, and it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight, and we're looking forward to following you more at Letterman Row. And if there's ever anything that you need from the Letterman Row community, please reach out. And again, thanks for being here. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That is Josh Fryer. Thank you for watching this episode of Bermanology on Letterman Row.